Today is December 18th, and on this day in history, the Mayflower arrived at Plymouth, Massachusetts. The Mayflower was an English merchant ship that carried an unusual cargo in September of 1620. It was transporting pilgrims. The pilgrims were a group of 102 Puritans who were looking to escape the religious intolerance pervasive in England in the 1600s. They had fled to the Netherlands originally, but had arranged a charter to settle in the New World and set sail from Plymouth, England on September 6th. After 65 days at sea, the pilgrims and the crew of the Mayflower spotted land. They had arrived at Cape Cod, part of the New England Territory. The pilgrims didn't originally intend to stay that far north. They were supposed to head to the colony of Virginia, where they had permission to settle. But the waters of the North Atlantic turned dangerous in the winter, and they were forced to find someplace close at hand. Over the course of a month, several scouting parties explored the region before discovering an abandoned Native American village next to a natural harbor. On December 18, 1620, the pilgrims arrived at that natural harbor, which they dubbed Plymouth, and began to go about the task of building a home in the New World. That was easier said than done. A harsh winter in unfamiliar territory led to the deaths of over half of the original 102 pilgrims, but with spring came the arrival of friendly Native American tribes and their assistance in cultivating the land. In the years that followed, Plymouth established itself as the second permanent settlement in America, growing into a prosperous port. But all of that began on this day in history.